Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Man, shout their wares like nobody can, except one man. Favorite funny old Frankfurter man. Pickle in the middle and the mustard on top, just the way you like it, and they're all red hot. Taste a little hot dog toasted right, with a bark as tender as a spice. Everybody's happy and the laughter runs high, till the sun gets pickled in a sauerkraut sky. What's a little raindrop when you've got pickle in the middle, sizzling off the griddle, pickle in the middle and the mustard on top?
Gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Why's coffee make you thirsty? Hope y'all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you upon that path. Mm. cotton mouth. It's got to be the coffee. This is day 849 of... Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud innovators of products such as Fred Flange's Fermented Foodstuffs and Bilgewater Perfume and Fragrances for Ladies and Chimps. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Saints. Listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, Possum Hour during the week, clobbering time. And legend has it, this will be a Friday night possum. Things to be seen. Oh, let's see here. I'm sleep deprived. Second weekend in a row I had an after prom. So I stopped making sense some time ago.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
I just hope the cops don't show up at my bedroom window. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Oh, we are the Freakies, we are the Freakies, and this is our Freaky Stream. We never miss a meal, cause we love a very eel. This is the big boss, we call the boss boss.
Make sure you spell it right.
Snorkel what they call me, so handsome and pretty.
He's little ham host.
He's got a weird nose.
Do I really have to sing?
My name is Grumble.
I am Tumumble.
You're standing on my foot.
Grumble, this is me.
No, this is my game. I know more than you do.
Yes, you.
And don't forget me. I'm Goody Goody. I always do what's right. For instance, I eat Freaky cereal because it's got a lot of vitamins and it's good for me.
You too can have crunchy, freaky cereal as part of your good breakfast. And there's a free freaky in specially marked boxes.
Okay, here comes the big finish.
We are the freaky. Yeah. We are the freaky. Yeah. This is the freaky freak.
Yeah. Oh, and there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
Hey, it's Dr. Swingeli here. Possum Hour's foremost expert and resident aficionado.
Hi, Dr. Squingeely. What's tonight's topic?
I'm glad you asked, young man. Tonight, I come bearing a solemn warning. As popular as it may have become, there's a real danger that the internet, amongst other things, has the capacity to make us stupid.
Tell us how!
Indeed I will. But first, a little history. Back in 1974, a little-known senator's son named Al Gore and TV's hilarious Hudson brothers teamed up to invent what we now know as the internet. Over the years, it evolved into a modern marvel with the advent of the so-called smartphone, better known as the gimcrack. Almost every citizen has the complete, entire knowledge of mankind right there in the palm of his or her hand. But did you realize that everything you read or hear on the internet may not be true?
No! Really?
Actually, yes. Oftentimes, irreputable parties will post items such as articles that pretend to be actual news but are in fact propaganda. Or it might be a video portraying a real event that is completely staged and made up. Others might create memes. A meme is a usually humorous picture, most times with a caption. But often with a hidden agenda. All these things and more can be used by unscrupulous forces, such as perhaps an enemy foreign power, to influence opinion, and even, God forbid, election results.
What can we do about it, Dr. Squinjeely?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Actually, there's nothing we can really do about it. Yeah, that's right, we're doomed. The Western civilization has seen its heyday come and go, and we're becoming an oligarchic autocracy, and there's very little we can do about it, since the majority of people have been tricked into voting against their best self-interests. So folks, it's time for us to just embrace that ignorance and the bliss that comes with it.
Folks. Thanks, Dr. Squinjeely.
Goodbye, everybody.
Hell yeah.
The colostomy bags get the hots for you.
Oh, yeah. Dig it.
So, we haven't spoken in a week, once again. How was your week?
It was all right. It was a good week. It was all right. Nothing big. Nothing going on. Just
seen the pictures of you and the cutie over there. Cigar shop.
Oh, my God. Could you tell I had a chubby?
It's young stuff over here. Tell you what.
Yep. Hey, Woody Allen's movie's coming out.
There will be justice.
The trailer has been released. Gumby's happy. He gets his Woody Allen.
Our possum reign of terror has hardly begun. There you go.
There you have it.
So is it gonna it's gonna be released in this country or just streaming?
It's gonna be released in this country. Amazon gave it back to Woody. And Woody found a distributor and put it right out.
Nice.
From what I understand.
Because nice. Fuck Frank Sinatra Jr. Fuck him in the ass.
Yeah.
Right?
Fuck him.
I mean, what's his name? Not Frank. I don't want to disparage Frank Sinatra Jr. though. I want to disparage Frank Sinatra Jr. Or the second. Junior
yeah,
second.
That's right. Junior. Yep.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra Jr. Square. Would that be right?
Wait a minute. I got it. Frank Sinatra
2.0. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Blonde-headed Frank. That guy. What a schmuck. Mama's boy.
Uh-huh.
Over there.
Uh-huh. Well,
you're giving Mama's boy a bad name, man.
Cool. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Moses came through. I like Moses.
Yeah. Well, he's trying to... He became a psychologist to figure out why he was so fucked up.
Uh-huh.
Realized
he had a lot,
the mother's insane.
He had a lot of field work. A lot of field work he has.
You know, traced it all back to that insane mother. Who'd have thought?
Uh-huh.
You know? Stranger
fucking wackadoodle.
Yeah. First of the cat people over there. Speaking of which, we saw the big news. The grumpy cat. Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Must
oh,
mourn.
Yeah.
Got a mourn grumpy cat, man. Is like, I don't know if Dr. Squinjili touched on Grumpy Cat, but that's one of the pillars of the internet.
Oh yeah.
See, wasn't that Al Gore's cat, Grumpy Cat?
I never seen him outdoors.
No, that was Al Gore's cat, Grumpy Cat.
Oh, Al Gore. I thought you said was that an outdoor cat?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why he invented the internet. Yeah, so he has some place to put pictures of his cat. That's how the whole thing started. It all goes back to the cats and the thing. Absolutely.
Well, I got a black armband on for Grumpy Cat.
I'm wearing my black underpants. Not
there
because
of
Grumpy
there
Cat,
go.
Just because I like
it. Because it's old.
Well, they're silk, and they feel...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, so we've been getting a lot of activity on our Possum Undercover blow-up search, which is nice. Thank you for your assistance on that.
Yeah. People came
real nice one. Real nice one. This came up. Name of the group here. I hope the sneeze holds off before the... anyway. The Boot Scootin' Boogie. Huh? Boot Scootin'
okay.
Boogie?
All right.
Boot Scootin' Boogie. I've heard it. I mean, I guess I've heard it. I don't know who suggested this. I forget because I'm a thoughtless, completely thoughtless person. And I'm sleep deprived. You know. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to get that banging on the window. There's
yep,
going to be that cop looking
inside. Make sure Ted's inside, not barking out back.
Well, this morning, he gets up early, and I'm like, oh, no, he ain't getting me. I left the door open. You ain't catching me in that traffic, can you? Luckily, it's warm out. What are they saying? Oh, yeah, I'm going to blow something up. The boot scootin' boogie. It's like boot shootin' loogie. Yeah, that's it. Boot shootin' loogie. I never thought of it that way, but I like it better now. And this is This was originally performed by Brooks and Dunn.
Wow, Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn. Boot shooting boogie Dunn. Make it so.
I can't see any clam.
Oh! Oh! He's got me! He's got me! Oh! 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 Oh!
Out in the country,
fuck!
The city
fuck!
Man, well,
fuck! Fuck! Fuck!
The line.
Fuck!
The joints
fuck!
Jumping
fuck!
The night when
fuck!
The
fuck!
Fuck!
Pull the string!
He's got me!
They got whiskey women!
He's got me! Let go!
Where all the cowboy folks
go!
In the
boogie.
We're gonna fuck or what?
Yeah, no, come on, baby, let's go.
Shit, fucking fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking shit.
Fuck you.
Podcast.
all night long. Boogie, baby.
Well, it wasn't until I blew up that there boot scootin' loogie thing that I realized it sounded just like the tube steak boogie, didn't it? Kinda.
Yeah.
It's better, I thought.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not.
Any kind of boogie.
I don't know, man. I can't tell anymore, man. I ain't had enough sleep. I had some REMs last night. I remember dreaming. Richard Boone was there, and I told him I'd seen every episode of Heck Ramsey. He's like,
oh, you're watching too much MeTV, Commodore.
Hell, I had to search that one out on YouTube.
Yeah?
Yeah, they don't rerun that one. There's only like 8 episodes of it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But there's a couple of them. He smashed the entire episode. I mean, every time you see him, he's got a belt in his hand, and he's pretty much convinced it's a real one, not the iced tea.
Well, he was
as we know.
Loser at the end, was he?
He was what?
A bit of a boozer around the end, wasn't he?
Oh,
he looked it.
Quite an understatement. Yeah.
All
he
right.
was.
Oh, good for him.
He was a drinking fool, man. He made a pile of money and decided to drink it, as much of it as he could. God bless him.
Oh, he earned it.
You're damn right. Plus, he was talented.
Terrence Skipper.
You want to fuck with him? You got. If you're gonna fuck with him, he got that. Remember, he got that little derringer in his belt buckle. That's what gets him every time.
There you go.
And, oh, we'll take his gun.
Uh-huh.
And then they forget about
but
the derringer.
But what he really needed was a Phil Holden helmet.
Did he die falling down too?
I have no idea how he went.
I figured he died of cirrhosis, man, the way he was looking.
Probably.
Yeah,
that movie, Winter Kills, he looked like he was a big-time drinker.
Yeah.
I love that movie, Commodore. You got to find it. You got to see this.
I know, Winter Kills. Let's see. We'll say cause of death. Oh, pneumonia. He died of pneumonia.
Well, that could be
brought on by drinking
in
the nude.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, God bless his soul. We miss him. He'd be dead now anyway. So what's the matter? Right?
Yeah.
Hey, hold on. I got to tell Ted to shut up.
Favorite actor, Elmore Leonard, loved him.
Hey Ted, you wanna say hi to Maggie C? Either bark or be quiet, but choose one, okay? All right. he's in an ornery mood tonight. Maggie C's in the peanut gallery.
Yes, I noticed that.
Gonna bark? You gonna say something to the audience? You gonna say something to the kids? Huh? What? Go ahead. Oh, okay, I'll put this down. You gonna say something? You gonna bark? No.
Bark a few still.
Say something?
Ted.
There you go. All right, well, first up is Dr. Cake. What do you think about Dr. Cake? Huh? What? Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake, right, Ted? Oh, you're not cooperating.
Does he have his head tilted, looking at you?
No, he's just staring at
you.
There he goes. There he goes.
There
he goes. All right. Dr. Cake. That a boy.
Dr. Cake.
That's it. Pulaski. Exactly. Exactly. And next up, Ford Prefect.
Ford's here.
That's Ford. Ford. Ford Prefect. Right? Ford? Okay, great. And now
it's
bell. G.T. Trenton. G.T. Trenton. G.T. Trenton. G.T. Trenton. Okay, thanks for coming, everybody. Oh, look who's up next. Maggie C. Maggie C.
Maggie C. Maggie C.
What?
Welcome
Maggie
back.
Maggie C. You remember her? What? Ted says hi.
Is that
Kyle okay.
looking in your window
okay.
now?
And there's R.J. Gumby, Professor R.J. Gumby. Sinister Minister.
I thought he got quiet.
Financial parking. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, according to Ted, okay. Okay. That's good. According to Ted, that is the possum line.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the beaver.
As a goon on a day in June, might be midnight, could be noon, crazy as a loon, or will be soon, if my baby don't hurry home. Oh, whoopsie doodle, I'm off my noodle, my baby is gone away. I'm running around in a spin, I don't know where to begin. Oh, whoopsie doodle, I'm off my noodle, my baby just wouldn't stay. I can't tell the sun from the moon, I might just like a balloon. I've read the note she left me a million times a day, but if someone should ask me what it said, I couldn't say. Oh, whoopsie doodle, I'm off my noodle, I know I could be okay if my baby'd only hurry back to me today.
Much better. Budweed.
Budweed. Man.
Hey, yo, we need a birthday yodel for the Monsignor sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Lettner, or Murph, as he's known in the possum world. Murph.
You got Murph. What other birthdays were there around? And GT, we wish GT birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
My little sister's birthday today.
Oh, okay. Sister. There you go.
Well, she is little. He's only tiny. She's tiny. Her boy's days today. Who knows what part of the world she's in right now? Because she's everywhere. You want to be
living a life, man. Living a life.
Living, oh man, you talk about living a life, Dad. You got that right, Jacques. Man.
How come characters don't travel the world, Commodore?
Because we don't like to drive.
Okay. you and Two-Handed Mikey should tour.
What's that?
You and Two-Handed Mikey should tour. Have a tour.
We'll be doing that this weekend, man. Here we go. All
right. Yeah.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. We brought for you. Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday,
everybody.
You get the idea, yeah, man. Happy birthday, everybody. So, brings us to our, haven't done a Friday in a while. We should be able to do Friday this week if you can do it. I should be able to do it.
Okay.
Awesome.
You know, I'm not doing
it. I don't leave for Schmucksonati till Saturday. And I spend the weekend Schmucksonati with Two-Handed Mikey, and we will not be back here next Monday because I'll still be in Schmucksonati, I think.
Okay.
Or I'll be, I'll be home like, 5 minutes to the showtime or something stupid.
How about Terry Tilly? Is she going to be on this thing?
I do not know. I do not know. I think she's... I don't want to talk... No, I shouldn't talk out of turn, but I think she's with child again.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay for her, if that's the case.
Yeah. I mean, congratulations if she is. And if she's not, I apologize for assuming so. But I don't know. I know somebody with two kids that is pregnant with a third, and she's one of the people with two kids.
Okay.
That Facebook. You learn shit you shouldn't know. You know, I shouldn't know how many kids she has. What business is it of mine?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I don't know if she'll be there or not. Mike, you be there. I'll be there. Schmucks and Annie will be there. I gotta tell my old college roommate to come by and visit. I haven't seen him since college. He's a Facebook friend now. Nissan John. And maybe get the Lara Beast out there. Who knows?
All right.
Taste of Cincinnati. Come for the cream puffs, stay for the caricatures. So it's the potato poop. No, what are the things?
Potato poop.
I'll think of them. No, not the potato poopies. It's the things, the bluggity bluggities that are so good. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Of course you do.
Yeah, of course.
Those things.
Whoopsie doodles. That song's in my head.
Oh, my God, man. I got nothing. I got push. Well, I told you I had the after proms the last 2 weekends, so I'm fried, man. I'm totally fried.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hard to keep up with those kids.
I got in I got in at 3:30 a.m. this Sunday morning, and 2:30 a.m.
Is 17-year-old and 18-year-old girls finally looking too young?
Oh. They have for several years, man.
Yeah, there you go. That's when you feel it. Oh. That's when you feel the age. And you're like, my God, they are young.
Oh, good Lord, yeah.
Oh, they
I remember
really
being
are
a kid,
young.
You know, when you're younger than them, you think, man, they're like grown-ups, you know? They're looking like grown-ups.
Yeah.
Big boobs and everything.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you're like, geez,
when you're 39, 40, 42, 43, you're looking at them like, yeah, baby, yeah. Now all of a sudden they look like little kids. They're like little kids.
No, I didn't because I had kids, you know. And it's like anybody younger than my kid.
I guess that'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do
my
it.
Kid name.
Matt Gumby. Mm-hmm. Gumby was doing his best
my
to keep
kid.
Out of jail.
And, you know, so that only gave me 20 years worth. I was 21, you know, so. That needs a reminder to shut up. Hey,
shut up.
Shut up.
There you go.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut nap. You shut nap? I gotta oil this chair, man. It's squeaky. Alright. What's GT talking about? Oh, Cake lost 3 more pounds. There you go.
Okay,
I haven't lost
Cake.
Shit forever.
Cake didn't need to lose any poundage, man. I love that picture.
No.
She didn't need to lose any poundage.
Looks good. I don't give a fuck really how I look. I just want to feel better, and I know I'll feel better if I lose some lbs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
All right. Why don't we dive right in? Let's do the 3 fucking minutes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Hold on, I'm going to go yell at that again. Dog's had too many treats, and he's been... Look at this. I give him a treat, and he fucking licks the outside and doesn't eat it. What the hell is this bullshit, Ed? These things don't grow on trees now, mister. Now you finish that treat. You'll never get another. I mean it.
Music fits in perfect.
I need that fucking background music for real life.
Yeah,
that really helps.
Follow you around.
Sets the mood. Sets the tone. All right.
It
well,
up your belt.
The tree. That's where they grow. Ford must be away from keyboard or masturbating furiously. I'm not sure which. It's anything wrong. So, dipping his hand in. Oh, another birthday. Number one son was birthday the other day.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay.
And so I looked up something to send him, you know, online on our social media relationship. I found this wonderful song. Boot Scootin' Boogie. No. Called Ernest Borgnine Memorial Birthday Party.
I know, I've seen it.
Did you listen to it?
I didn't listen to it for some reason. I thought it was a song. I thought it was a picture or something.
Nope. It's 3 minutes. You'll never get back. We'll be right back.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
Before we get into this, man, I think that picture you have of the slideshow, man, is that girl dead on herself over by the radio?
Is it who?
Is that girl dead on herself listening to the radio with headphones on?
No, I think she passed out listening to Possum Hour.
Oh, okay. It looks like she's in ecstasy there. I think she's dead on herself. God bless her.
Oh. I figured she was
the Possum Hour. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She's in the throes
we'll
of ecstasy.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or fell asleep. I don't want
to see. During the Ernest Borgnine song.
Well, sometimes it makes you horny. Sometimes it makes you sleepy.
It's subliminal. There's some nasty. Look, Ernest Borgnine. His secret to longevity was jerking off. With masturbating. There you have
Borgnine. You've been Borgnined. I like it.
You've been Borgnined. I still like that. That's great.
Only in my bloodline. All right. Oh, here we go. This guy. He's a Florida man, of course. Arthur Caracino, he got arrested. I'm not sure why the cops were over his crib, but, okay. They were responding to a completely different incident. When this guy comes out of his crib and he's like inviting the cops in to smoke some weed, man, you know. You gotta smoke a bowl with me, please, man. Please. It's lonely, man. Dude wanted to smoke a bowl with these cats. You know, they look cool. So, officers went up to his place and they looked in. He said, "Oh, is that your plant?" And he probably said, "Yeah." And the officer asked to use Miracle-Gro or just water.
Yeah,
you know, and, well, then they, once he invited him to smoke a bowl, he was like, you know, well, we're going to have to arrest you.
Now this is uniformed policemen, right? I mean, this dope actually knew they were cops, right?
Oh, yeah, he knew they were cops.
So
they were on their way to the Hoos guy, and he asked if they'd stop off for Starbucks, you know. They said no. They said, we can't do that because you're under arrest. And he says, what for? We're growing marijuana. And he says, oh, yeah. So don't, you know, just never forget. Don't smoke so much damn weed that you forget what state you're in and what the laws are, because that could be
exactly.
Very, very problematic. As they say on the Talking Head shows, problematic. If you watch those cable news shows and they, you know, where all the people stand around and talk and just say things, right?
Yeah.
When they say problematic, you drink. Finish your beer. It's fun.
They still say that a lot. I thought it was just a phase.
No,
still doing it?
Still problematic. Problematic.
Okay.
And systemic. That's another good one. That's kind of the new one. That's taken over problematic. Well, this problem is systemic. Oh, good Lord, it's systemic. So stand back and protect the children.
Think of the children.
Okay. Oh, speaking of Woody Allen.
Yes?
He wrote a memoir.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody wants to print it. Nobody wants to print it, man.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I mentioned that on Fox and Mauer a couple of weeks ago or so. Yeah.
Oh, did you? Okay, we already talked about that.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, they all turned it down. Nobody wants it. Fucking bastards. I would love to read that.
Environment we live in, man. I wouldn't want to be famous today. Would not
yeah,
want
I know.
To
it's...
Okay, good. For instance, here we go. Series of articles. My first read. The voice of Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
Accused of rape and animal abuse. Oh, dear God.
Oh, well, animal abuse.
It turns out they are allegations in a divorce proceeding. Ha ha.
Okay. Okay.
You know, come on.
So grain of salt.
And they've had problems. They've had all these problems. So you gotta assume that she's just gotcha. If there's facts on things, report facts. Don't report shit from divorce proceedings. That's what leads to like Woody Allen not being able to fucking make a movie.
Yep. People make shit up to get back at one. Especially, I'm sorry, women, but you guys do it. You always got to seek revenge.
Well, what are you going to do? And the mama's boy. It's the mama's boys that are the problem. The bad mama's
boys.
Yes,
there you go, mama's boys.
Oh, okay. Now, here's a tip. Don't try to kiss a cottonmouth snake.
Now you fucking tell me. Where were you back in 1989?
Yeah, don't roller skate in a buffalo herd, and don't try to kiss a cottonmouth snake. Florida man. Why are they
don't
always...
Fit
what
the
is
wind.
This Florida? It's like a gag.
They're fucking
an 18-year-old Austin Hatfield of Wimamama, anyway, he was bitten by a cottonmouth while attempting to kiss it. He took it out, put it on his chest, was acting funny, and it jumped on him and got him, said his buddy.
Yeah.
He ripped it off his face, threw it on the ground, and then his face started swelling up immediately. It was pretty frightening.
I shed not a tear, Commodore, not a tear.
Yeah, I know. You, number one, don't play with cottonmouth snakes.
No.
Really.
It's a shame we have
to
say that.
Yeah, you'd think. This guy. I mean, he's only 18, but you figure somewhere in those 18 years, I can't put the link in there. You got to see this guy's face all puffed up. Lordy, lordy. I mean, it's outdoorhub.com if you want to look at this mug. Don't look at it. It's disgusting. Anyway, yeah, don't kiss a cottonmouth. No, the snake.
No matter how,
snake
no
had
matter
no
how
weed.
Cute it is.
The snake hadn't been smoking weed. I think the dude might have. Or something. Smoking something. Tobacco.
Oh, Christ.
All right. Winnie the Pooh. He's okay. This could be fatal. Washington Post. The guy thought he was drinking medicine. Instead, police say his girlfriend gave him Drano.
Oh.
How'd he fucking live? how did he live? Well, the gal who gave him the Drano took him to the hospital. That's the weird thing, said police officer Gary Keller. They got a ride share and went to an urgent care center. What?
All I can figure out is the girl probably thought it was a funny joke, a gag to play on him. She didn't realize it's fucking poisonous. That's my guess. Oh, my God, what did I do? What else could it be?
Anyway, she was charged with attempted murder and surreptitious administering of a suspicious substance. Who knew there was such a charge? My goodness.
Yeah.
Translated means she gave him bad stuff. Both second-degree felonies. So,
okay.
We wish, wish them all the best. That's what happens when you live in Florida, I guess.
I did that. I was Florida,
oh,
too. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that was Florida. That was Florida.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, I got
they must give out Darwin Awards left and right, Florida.
Hey, that's America's Wang you're talking about.
Yeah.
More Hollywood news. This is more like rumor, innuendo, gossip, hearsay. Not hearsay, it's true, but it's, you know, just kind of talking behind people's backs over here, which is what we like to do.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood. I watch him every morning on Rawhide, riding around on the horses, chasing the cattle and whatnot.
Yeah.
Symbol of Western masculinity. Turns out he was allergic to horses the whole time.
I did not know this.
Is that wild stuff?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Let's see.
Allergic to horses. How'd he get to...
Okay.
And he does so many fucking Westerns.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he had to pop something.
He's just bucked up and hung in there. He's also allergic to cats and dogs. So Every Which Way But Loose couldn't have been any fun starring with an orangutan.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a
wonder
his face
wasn't
puffed
up like the cat that kissed the cottonmouth snake.
Exactly. Exactly. But I guess you hand that to you got to hand. Actually, this is actually a good story. This makes me admire the man because he's overcome adversity to become.
Probably a hell of a lot of medication he had to take. All that shit.
Imagine see snoring like a locomotive. Oh, that you get bored with the poop. Okay. I don't know if I have any poop jokes. That's the problem.
It's been a poopless week. What are you going to do?
Oh, man. This is pretty cool. Giant Galapagos tortoises and big bad boy tortoises, you know, in the Galapagos Islands.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't been reproducing for like 100 years. Because,
I know the feeling.
Yeah. They got a longer dry streak than either of us. when the white men came to Ireland, they brought with them black rats. No offense. And
that's racist.
These rats had no, you know, they just ran amok on this island, and they would eat all the tortoise eggs. See? And also other species, birds, whatnot, lizards and snakes. So they made a concerted effort to get rid of these damn rats. And I don't know how they do this. They put in rat poison. How the turtles don't eat the fucking rat poison unless they have
a
sign
that says
don't
that.
Eat
rat.
Yeah. But anyway, they managed to kill off. They made it rat free, and son of a bitch, the first tortoises in 100 years have just hatched. In nature, in the habitat.
All right, congratulations.
So.
Back in the game. There you
giant
go.
Giant fucking tortoises are back.
There
back,
you go.
Baby.
Yep.
Most
turtle soup for everybody. Dig it.
Now, I'm sure you heard this about the guy, the army guy, soldier. He was visiting a Hawaiian volcano.
Yeah.
And he got a little too close and fell in.
Ooh, I did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was on the regular news and stuff. But, yeah, they managed to fish him out. And, I don't know, he's quoted as saying,
fish out his corpse.
I don't know what he. Yeah, he said, don't stand too close. Don't kiss cottonmouths and don't stand too close to the edge of a volcano. These are things you should. Well,
I hope you possums are writing this down.
Well, you know, and we wonder why people vote against their own best self-interest. It's right there.
What are you going to do, man?
We're
a nation of fucking morons.
That's right. You got that right, Jack.
Uh-huh.
All right, finally. Finally.
Uh-huh.
It's not poop, but, you know, we try our best. They have a new meat alternative. Yeah, it's actually grosser than poop steaks, I think. I don't know. You be the judge.
Oh.
Yeah, this is real too, man. University of Queensland in Brisbane, Australia. Hot dogs made out of maggots.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah, maggot dogs. And that's something you don't want to see on the roller over at the Turkey Hill, you know what I'm saying?
No. No. Those things are... Yeah.
But it's stupid not to eat bugs and crap, but we can't, you know, our civilization has told us, you don't eat bugs and maggots and stuff. What are you, fucking nuts? Have a sandwich. We've been a sandwich-based society all these years, but, you know, sandwiches are now on the endangered species list, we're going to have to turn to maggots sooner or later. Just face it. I mean, if we don't eat poop steaks, it's maggot, maggot burgers, dogs.
You might as well get
dogs.
Used to it now. Yeah.
Well, pick a lily. It's not really that bad. We'll pick a lily.
Yeah. Little something on it.
We're close up the news. Is there anything else, Bruce, we could eat that we shouldn't? Or maybe...
Cockroaches.
Yeah,
they say all that shit's good for you, good protein and everything, but you know, hey, you know, fuck that.
Yeah.
You see, I have a burger.
Still
eating. Like you said, have a burger.
Yeah. Can't be good. It can't be good.
We're not capable.
Right.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
How are you on that?
GT, there you go. You make a bug sandwich and you top it off with some Raid. There you go. Bon appetit. Bon appetit.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
There's a great big mystery, and this show is worrying me. It's Diddy Wad Diddy. Mr. Diddy Wad Diddy. I wish somebody would tell me what Diddy Wad Diddy mean. I went out and walked around. Somebody yelled, not a who's in town, Mr. Diddy Wad Diddy. Mr. Diddy Wad Diddy. I wish somebody would tell me what Diddy Wad Diddy mean. girl about 4 feet 4. Say, come on, Papa, and give me some more. Yo, diddy, why diddy? Yo, diddy, why diddy? I wish somebody would tell me what diddy, why diddy mean. Now, I went to church, put my hat on the seat. The lady sat on it and said, Daddy, you sure is sweet. Mr. Diddy, why diddy? Mr. Diddy, why diddy? I wish somebody would tell me what diddy, what diddy mean. Give me that thing that you're sitting on, my diddy wah diddy. Mr. Diddy wah diddy. I wish somebody would tell me what diddy wah diddy mean. Then I got put out of church, cause they talk about diddy wah diddy too much. Mr. Diddy wah diddy. Mr. Diddy wah diddy. I wish somebody would tell me what diddy wah diddy mean.
GT Trenton, careful, son. You don't want to wet the bed. Just saying. Word of warning. And don't kiss any cottonmouth. What was the other thing?
Don't stand too close to the volcano. Don't look into the volcano.
Yeah, that's right. Don't stand too close to, especially don't stand close to the volcano's edge while kissing a cottonmouth.
Did they say something was involved?
Oh.
You know?
You knew. I did not hear such,
that
would not surprise me, man.
Yeah. Well, this is like a great picture.
Look at me, I'm in front of a volcano. Hi. Whoa. Fucking ads. Get away from me. Okay, climbed over a permanent railing to get a closer look and fell in. That's their story.
Okay.
But he's probably too fucking embarrassed to say he was taking a fucking selfie. You nailed it, man.
I would too.
You're like that fucking monk. You're like monk. You know. You're like. It's like nah. Call you
I'm
monk.
Very neurotic too.
You're neurotic and you solve mysteries. There you have it.
It's what I do.
And speaking of maggot dogs, fucking Turkey Hill has gone downhill, to coin a phrase. They used to be associated with the Kroger people. And for some reason, the mob broke that monopoly up. And now, since they did that, they did have a couple dogs on there the other day, but they usually don't have any dogs on the rolls. And I haven't seen an ugly dog since.
All right.
The only reason why I bring this up, because that's the only place you can get an ugly dog, is on the roller machine.
Maggot dogs? They don't have maggot dogs?
No maggot dogs yet, but they probably will. They'll probably be the first. But they used to have, like, supermarket prices at a convenience store. Now, it's just convenience store prices and no good dogs on the rollers. Beer cave's still cool, but I wouldn't buy anything but beer there. Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course.
Going downhill. It was a heady time when the Turkey Hill was in its prime. Go over there, get one of them little cold subs out of thing for like $2, you know, it's pretty good. Not anymore. Couple roller dogs, ugly dogs, something drink.
Ugly dogs.
Ugly dogs, man. I had the ghost pepper ugly dog.
What do they used to call that? Hot dog water in Chicago. Not mud. Swamp water or something like that. They really called it something nasty.
I
forget
Hills
what they
water?
Call hot dog water. Huh? They call it something nasty.
Oh,
yeah.
Plenty of those around this weekend. They like them sausages and whatnot down there in Cincinnati. There's all German.
Oh, yeah.
German. Yeah, so, you know, I really have, here we go. You ever talk to somebody that, like a know-it-all, I want to say? Not exactly a know-it-all, but, like, someone, they don't know this certain thing, right?
Yeah.
And then you'll say, well, okay, you know, that's the way that is, you know. Once they realize they're wrong, they change the terms of the discussion so that, well, I knew that all along. I was just saying this, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I seemed vague when I tried to explain
it,
but you don't understand what I'm saying. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
So I thought of this. How did you learn all that you know when no one can tell you anything that you don't already know? It's a conundrum. If no one could ever teach you anything, how the fuck did you get so goddamn smart, man?
There you go.
I don't get it. I learn something new every damn day. I'll tell you that.
And immediately forget it. That's what I do.
Yeah, I was going to say, I forget a half a dozen more right after that. So.
Uh-huh.
Well, kind of balances out. It keeps life interesting. I did not know that. And you go, well, I told you last week. Well, I forgot. I don't know. Seems to work on it. We'll see.
Axo.
Hold on to your seat, G.T. Trenton.
Are you? Uh-oh.
Yahoo! It's yodeling time.
Way up in the mountains where the peaks kiss the sky, where the echoing hills yodel back lullaby. In my little log cabin, me and my guitar, we'll yodel and sing to the twinkling star. Hear the echoing hills as they yodel to me. Oh, dee, oh, dee, dee, oh, dee, oh, dee, dee. Oh, the echoing hills keep yodeling to me. Oh, dee, oh, dee, dee, oh, dee, oh, dee, dee. Oh, the echoing hills keep yodeling to me. Hi, oh, yo, dee, dee,
hi, yo, yo, dee, dee.
Sky when the stars start to play, the echoing hills keep yodeling away. The old yellow moon seems to smile there on high, while the echoing hills yodel back lullaby. Hear the echoing hills as they yodel to me. As they yodel to me. Oh, yellow dee dee.
Oh, yellow dee dee.
Oh, the echoing hills keep yodeling to me. Oh, dee, yellow dee
dee.
Oh, dee, yellow dee dee. Oh, dee, dee dee. Oh, dee, dee dee. Oh, dee, dee dee. Oh, dee, dee dee. Hear the echoing hills while they yodel.
I love that woo in there real quick. Right before the ancient Chinese secret. I love it. I hope Woo's going to be in the movie.
Well,
I guess he is.
Woo's going to be in the movie. Cool.
I guess so. I don't think he died. I think he's...
You are correct, sir.
There you go.
All right. Well, according to Ed McMahon, Woo will be
Uh-huh. And Ed knows this shit.
Town. What's the name of the fucking movie? Deadville. Schmuckville.
Deadville.
Dude, my
ever
brain synapses aren't firing. Pardon?
Ah. You ever see the TV show?
I watched half of the first season. And then they killed off Wild Bill Hickok, and I went, well, that's my favorite character. Fuck this shit. And then I think I lost it to you. But I'd like to go back and watch it all.
A great TV show. Excellent.
Yeah, it was only like two seasons, right? Three,
I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to
I'm
go check it out.
I'm kind of glad now because it freed up Timothy Oliphant to do Justified, which is my all-time favorite show there.
Was that an HBO?
No, that was, what the fuck was it? TNT.
TNT. Yeah, been years since I had
now
Cable
Amazon
Boy.
Now Amazon has it. Cable
I
Boy.
I watch episodes of Laramie, and I'm glad for it. So what are you smoking, Gumby?
I am smoking the Amazon Basin, the CAO Amazon Basin. One of my all-time
Amazon
favorite
Basin.
Cars. Uh-huh. It was one of our,
you know,
it was one of our first Possum Hour cigars.
If you're in the Amazon Basin, make sure you don't kiss any cottonmouths.
It all ties
it's
in.
Common practice. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The natives down there, they'll trick you into it. Oh, everybody kisses the cottonmouth. Come on,
don't eat turtle eggs. For fuck's sake.
Stay away from the turtle egg, man. Another 100 years. And they're old. They ain't going to last forever, though. You know. Not like lobsters.
Right.
They're not immortal.
But,
yeah.
But close, aren't they?
Well, I think you're talking several 100 years on those bad lands. So... that's virtually immortal, but I mean, your whole life it's like in a, you know, half a mile circumference for hundreds of years.
That's
kind of like this shitty short life they give us humans, you know. You're dead before you get too bored with everything.
Yeah. That just drags out. It's a wonder there isn't more turtle suicides. What do you think about it?
Yeah. Well, they do, but it's like really slow motion, you know. They're like
that must be it. No wonder they're always out in traffic. Fucker said, "I have enough of this. I want out.
Kill me now.
Now run your ass over."
Oh man, no euthanizing the turtles. That's not good. All right. Well, before people start taking a pipe over the boredom associated with this program, bring this thing to a merciful end. I apologize for this program. Well, not in advance. After the fact. But, man, my synapses are just not. If I made any funny comments or jokes, that's just that's pure instinct, man. There's like no luck.
There you go.
Instinct, and possibly devilish good looks. I'm not sure. But, thank you, Professor Gumby, for bailing me out here and being the co-host.
Yeah, it was a fun time, sir.
Of co-hosts, fun time.
It was a fun time.
You know. I laughed, I cried, I
sharted.
It was great. Oh, you're ready? Yeah, I'd also like to thank Dr. Squingeely.
Oh, yes.
For,
Squingeely. Yes.
Yeah,
explain all that.
What is he? Dr. Squingeely, he's the, he's very long-winded. And he's the Possum Hour's foremost expert and resident aficionado. So hopefully we'll hear from more from him in the future. I think he dropped the linguine. He that's a contest. He wants to start a contest to come up with his new first name. No longer wants to be Dr. Squingeely. Although Linguini Squingeely isn't bad.
No.
At ease.
I like it.
You could vote
their
to
coffee,
keep
coffee. Don't drink your coffee.
Could be lasagna. I don't know. Could be tiny little time pills. Nut butter toffee. Oh, nut butter coffee. Squingy. No. Henry Squingy. Dr. Philco Squingeely. No.
Philco.
We'll think about it. Yeah, like the TV set. The old TV set. Zenith.
Yeah.
Zenith Squingeely. Zenith, that'd be a cool name for a kid. Natty. Lucky for the kids that I'm not having kids anymore. They might get named Zenith. Thank everybody for coming. Oh, geez. I got to warm up the transporter.
Thank you, everybody.
We should be doing Possum on Friday and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
Call the neighbors and wake the kids.
That's right.
Coffee. And as they say in the USSA Enterprise... Oh, say goodnight, everybody. Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Hey, guys! Thank you.
It's a magic little password. It'll help you if you're shy. Say, ugga-ugga-boop, ugga-boop-boop, ugga, ugga-ugga-boop, ugga-boop-boop, ugga. That will get you by. If you're in a conversation and you need a quick reply, say, ugga-ugga-boop, ugga-boop-boop, ugga, ugga-ugga-boop, ugga-boop-boop, ugga. That will get you by. Although the sound reminds you of a couple of lovey-dove birds, it's perfect when it finds you with your lips too busy for words. So be sure to keep it handy if the moon gets in your eye. Say, ugga-ugga-boop, ugga-boop-boop, ugga, ugga-ugga-boop, ugga-boop-boop, ugga. That will get you by.
I was watching a clock there, man. Oh. It was like that. Boom. Beauty.
Nice.
All right. Shall we give the old Tommy crotch there and get the fuck out of here?
Yeah. Give him a nudge.
Tommy.
Give him a nudge.
Tommy. All righty. Well, like I say, if you're up for it, we can do Friday. And
yep.
No Monday. And might take a hiatus after that because I'm thinking of once I get my car situation, I didn't even go into that, fixed up. I want to get my computer situation taken care of, which might necessitate missing a show or two. So I figure, that might even, if I can get it in this week, we may Scotch Friday show and just go through, pick it up, and then we could go on from the following after that, whatever. I don't know. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Send
well, you decide.
You are driving this bus. Oh, it's a short bus, fortunately. Man, so yeah. Other than that, be sure and sanitize your gym crack.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Dr. Squinjili will tell you, breeding ground for germs.
That's right.
And, don't kiss volcanoes, and don't fall into cottonmouth snakes.
There you go. And dog maggots.
And no matter how lonely, and no matter how lonely you get, not invite Buzz in for a bowl, man. It's just not going to work out good. It's a bad idea.
Not a wise thing to do.
Right from the get. I don't care what the law is in your state. Just don't do it. And there is a show. Is that a show? That's a show. Oh yeah,
sure.
Man, all that people die. We didn't talk about Tim Conway, did we?
No.
Yeah. God bless him. Well, say goodnight, Tim.
Espresso.